Saturday, August 19th. By now, we have Andrews up here who came up yesterday. Ziegler, came up yesterday also. And then is coming back up today with Reagan. And we'll stay for the dinner with Henry this evening. And Ray Price came up at noon today. Rose and Marge are up doing the typing. President had me over to Aspen at 9:30 this morning, saying he wanted Ziegler to come back up to discuss the speech with the president because his judgment is good. He knows the sensitivities and where the raw nerves are in the press. The president's plan is to continue writing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, wrap it up Monday night, and then spend Tuesday and Wednesday getting it polished for delivery. He got back into the content again on some specific items, but he says he's made the basic decision to go with the specifics. He then read me a lot of Andrews and Price's drafts and talked in about the things that are wrong with them. He's still seeking other words for new majority. Maybe he'll use new American majority. He suggested a good line for Reagan to use at the convention is that our convention is a striking contrast to the late, late show of our opponent that our opponents put on in the same hall last month. The fact that they restaged it in prime time doesn't bother us. The more they talk, the more they demonstrate their incompetence to guide America. He feels strongly that we should stay with the kick the man when he's down theory, that we should not let him be a serious, respectable candidate for president. He called later in the day just wanting to be sure that the platform gets in his strong ideas on reform of education, a couple good paragraphs regarding the need for excellence in education. One Buchanan to work on this. Also, he wants Moynihan to do 700 words on education for his speech in Detroit, hitting the establishment and giving him some good new ideas. He mentioned that he got Ray Price's foreign policy stuff. Ray mentions the Tanya story and says because of the documentary, he can't use it in the speech, or if he does, he must cut it. And he puts it in terms that the president won't use. He said he isn't going to raise with anyone else the question of his reference to Agnew, where he's going to say, despite the critics, I'm not going to change my mind. He's going to drop the despite the critics part, but thinks he wants to leave the rest of it in. I raised with him the question of Goldwater introducing him instead of the vice president. He said absolutely no, that would be a disaster. He's still pushing on information for on the O'Brien tax investigation. We had Bill Rogers and Henry for dinner tonight, and the president was went way overboard in his efforts to keep Rogers on track and avoid getting things screwed up. He had Henry up an hour ahead of time. He came right from the airport from his return from Japan and reported the president. Then we had dinner with Rogers, Kissinger, Haig, Ziegler, and me, and got into a discussion of the things the president wanted Bill to know, which really was nothing. And dinner ended. They saw Rogers off, and that was it. End of August 19th.